You're listening to the Marriage Matters Podcast, where we talk about real life matters that matter to you. So sit back and enjoy some laughs, encouragement, and advice on Christian marriage, dating, and more. Now here are your hosts, Christian and Lanisha Johnson.
Hey family, how is it going? We are here in the building and so excited about your marriage future. Today we're going to be talking about physical attraction. Yes, physical attraction. Now, this is something extremely important. You've heard it. You've said it. You think I'm going in one direction, and I might not. Who knows? You never know what you're going to get. But I think when you look at attraction, we have to look at it from every angle. I strive to be all the eye candy that you desire to see. I can melt you. Wait a minute. I'm gonna keep this PG. All right. But on the other hand, there's an aspect of it that we believe that you have to be attractive to those we are ministering to when we don't even realize that we're ministering to them. Mm-hmm. And I'm not even talking about the four walls of the church. I'm talking about our everyday lifestyle, how we are ministering to our children and, you know, to our neighbors, those we work with. And this funny thing is, everything that we do as a married couple is a representation of that attractiveness. You know, if I'm at work and I talk one way with the fellas, but then I come home and I'm one way, I'm communicating something about that. And so we got to be careful within that and recognize that, you know, again, our children are watching, our neighbors are watching, and it does matter because we represent Christ. And we've been doing some recent writing on how to please God and your spouse. And we want to make sure that we realize that God is everywhere and that it's important that, you know, our attractiveness be something that is pleasing to our spouse, to God, and even those we're called to go ahead and minister to. What you hear about this? Beautiful.
Yeah, I think it's important that we represent Christ through our marriage and through our everyday living. In pertaining specifically to marriage, you mentioned, like, even if you're at work and how you might interact with the guys at work or on the, you know, basketball court or at the gym, whatever it might be, are you still representing that godly spouse that you should be? Because the message that you send even to your friends or those who are around you is important because they might be considering getting married one day and they may not have ever mentioned it to you, but they're probably watching how you interact and how you represent your spouse even when they're not around and how you talk about your marriage or how you talk about your spouse and various things like that. It's important that we represent our marriage in a good way that is positive and light, not being fake or phony about it. But just at the end of the day, do we represent in such a way that is encouraging and uplifting to those who are around us pertaining to choosing that lifestyle of marriage one day?
Hmm. That's good. I'm reminded of an atmosphere that we were in with about 25 young people, and I had to ask that question. Well, I didn't have to. I felt led to ask the question as to how many of you desire to be married, to find out that only two of them did. And that kind of hit my heart because I was like, wow, you know, maybe the marriages that are around them or what they're seeing in culture or whatever is just not attractive to them. It's no longer a priority. It's, you know, kind of if you do or if you don't. And, you know, we're not saying that everybody needs to get married or has to get married. But what we are saying is that there is power in it and we have to display the power of God. As well as, you know, the great side. You know, it's easy to talk about and complain, you know, about your spouse and what they don't do and all those things. Well, the kids and everybody else is watching. And it's like they take note of if you spend 90% of your time complaining about the marriage, 10% talking about the good side, what are they going to, you know, think or remember or see or, you know, our actions. And so, you know, just be careful with that. Choose joy. Speak life. Speaking of that, just a quick plug, if you subscribe, to our website at higherlevelmarriage.com right now, you could get an email of our, we will send you an email of our free book, I Speak Life, where you can speak life into your marriage, your future marriage, and so forth and so on. So, you know, that was a little commercial break, but coming right back to it, it's just important that that attractiveness be there. And, you know, it's funny because I would say I would probably get clowned or questioned by different things that we would do. You know, when I cut my locks off, can we have a moment of silence for my locks? Because I'm, Okay, thank you. I miss them. But I had long dreadlocks, and you know, when I was cutting them, it's something that I talked to you about. And when I cut them, and my first haircut, when I get a different haircut style or different things, I talk to you about it. And well, it's your hair, it's your body, it's your, yes, true. And I do, when I talk to you, it's about things that I like and that, you know, make me feel good about, you know, wearing them. But I talk to you about those things in different outfits or different things that I might grab because you're the one that I want to be attracted to what I have. Now, of course, a huge part of that has to do with me feeling comfortable as well, but I represent you mm-hmm. when I go out there. And so if somebody's going to call me sexy, it's going to be you. You know what I mean? I can't control everybody, so, but that's my motive. Mm-hmm. But that's even different to be, you know, conveyed pertaining to that. When it comes to different things that we deal with and do, of course, you believe in yourself, have your true identity and who you are and confident of who you are. But, you know, I just don't always encourage, you know, dressing to impress those who are... Yeah, outside of your marriage in a sexual way. How could I say that?
Yeah.
You know, and so if your man likes this and like that, that's, you know, that I'm not getting in, that's your stuff. But as far as us, we'll make sure that that attraction is there and that we, you know, I stay, try to stay groomed for you and different things like that as well. You know, try to put on, you know.
It's important. It's important to stay, remain attractive. My mom, when I was growing up, she used to always tell us, even if you've been home all day long and you had a day off from work or whatever it might be, you know your husband's coming in the door. Try to make yourself look a little presentable. Now, I'm not saying you got to get all dressed and do your makeup, do your hair every day. But what I am saying is it's important that you stay in that lane of being attractive and putting in the effort to be attractive to your spouse. Because if you're not... somebody else might be trying to get their attention, and you want to make sure that you're giving, putting in the effort to maintain their and keep their attention. So I think it's important that you try to look good, you take care of yourself, you know, dial yourself up once in a while, and you know, do that for your spouse, and let them know that it's for them.
Yeah.
That's important.
Yeah, that is, that's good. And guys, look, we're not so vain to think it is all about physical things, yeah. But we just want to know, let you know that it does play a part in the picture. And so let's just be mindful of those things, and let's continue to realize that there's people that are watching, and we represent Christ. We represent God, and so we want to show them the good. We want to walk with them through even some bad times, you know, mm-hmm. When some things are bad, it's okay to be transparent with the kids and to go ahead and say, you know, I was sorry about this or, you know, whatever. We got into an argument in front of you guys, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I shouldn't have spoke like this or shouldn't have said that. That's okay. God forgives. Your children forgive. We forgive. And we just come into that place of just being transparent, being clear, being real, but also taking them through the side to highlight. Even in my faults, I still want God to be glorified because I can use my bad times to teach them what not to do, our children.
Yeah.
And then show about how forgiveness works and how all these things, you know, work. And that, you know, the agape love of making the choice, the decision to stay in there and stick in there. And, you know, they're not watching me trash you behind your back or anything like that. You know, it's about coming together and speaking the word and then speaking, you know, life into our situation. So let's just realize that you're great. You're powerful. Your marriage is amazing, and the enemy can see the, well, I'm not going to give him that much credit, but let's just say a good adversary would try to destroy something that can become great and change the world and the nation. And so we want to encourage you to stick in there, to stay powerfully encouraged, to stay in God, to stay connected, attracted, and just go ahead and go to new heights and new depths in your marriage relationship. What else you got on you, beautiful?
Yeah, I think that a key point is being transparent, both, you know, around your children and different things like that. Not saying that your children have to know every challenge you face in your marriage, but when challenges are arising, whether you say something or not, they know. And so I think it's important to be transparent when you're trying to work on your marriage. Not only be transparent with your children, but be willing to go and seek out whatever counsel you may have, or friends that may be doing well, have good fruit in their relationship, and getting that help. Because it says a lot to those who are watching when you do find yourself in a difficult place, but yet you fight to make it better. Mm-hmm. And you reach out and you do what you have to do to work on your marriage. That says a lot versus trying to keep things bottled up and quiet and covered up to appear to look good. But in the end, when it doesn't work out, no one saw any effort to put forth to make it better. So I think that transparency is major and plays a lot of roles in both your marriage, between you and your spouse, as well as those who are watching you, because they want to see, hey, did they just quit, or did, you know, they really fight for this thing and do what they need to do to get through that. It speaks volumes to those who may be considering marriage one day. And that's important, that we set that standard that we fight for our marriage, and it's worth fighting for.
Yeah, it is worth fighting for. And in the words of the great theologian Nemo, just keep swimming. Just keep swimming. So keep swimming and go ahead and do what God has called you to do. We encourage you. We speak life into your marriage, your future marriage. We thank you for listening. We've been getting some awesome feedback and hearing some great things from you. We thank God for Doug Addison, who did a recent interview with us. Please visit his website. Follow him at DougAddison.com. Awesome blog. There's a feature there. We've been getting testimonies and, you know, people reaching out. From where are some of the places that they've been reaching out to us from, beautiful?
We've heard from Australia. Mm-hmm. We heard from New Zealand, Wales. It's just been awesome to hear from people who were listening and who want to share. Some people just want to share their testimony and show what God has done through their marriage. And while others may still be in the midst of something and needing prayer, whatever it was, it's great that they reached out and we were able to converse back and forth through email. And we offer the same to you. If you have any prayer requests, you have any testimonies pertaining to your marriage, your life, whatever it might be, we'd love to hear from you. So please head to our website, higherlevelmarriage.com, send us an email, and we promise we'll get back to you as soon as we can. And we just love to hear from you. We want to pray for you.
That's right. Well, we love you. We speak life into you, and we look forward to hearing from you. Check us out at our website. Check us out on Instagram at Higher Level Marriage. Also, even on Facebook. We have a group there. We'll be going live this week, and we'll be just speaking life into your marriage. So just stay encouraged. Stay in God. We love you, and we will talk to you soon.
Bye.
You have been listening to The Marriage Matters. Thank you for downloading our podcast. We'd love to hear from you, so don't forget to check us out on Instagram at Higher Level Marriage. For more information, visit us at higherlevelmarriage.com.